I'm just going to say a sprayer might get neglected and you bubble gum it together.
Hello, fellow ponderers. It's a new year, and we've got five hacks that will help you start this year off right and make a successful year all the way through. Brandon, what's number one?
The first one is boring, but very important, and that's make sure that your paperwork is done for the previous year as quickly as possible.
And why do you want to get it done as quickly as possible? I've got, till April 15th. Come on.
Because most of us hate paperwork. We'll just start by saying that. What happens is it ends up bottlenecking and just takes up a lot of your time for the upcoming year. And then you're focusing on old stuff and new stuff is getting neglected and it just puts you behind and it's very hard to catch up.
And like we talked about in our last episode, this is typically a slower time of year. So it's easy to take that extra time. It's actually sometimes very hard to take that extra time because we like to relax and not do a lot, but take the extra time. Utilize this extra time that you have to get this stuff done. Like you said, close off last year, be done with it, roll into the new year, knowing everything's cleaned up, fresh focus, and roll forward.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, what's number two?
Well, number two is this is the time, and it's very important to make sure that all your tools and all your equipment is in tip-top shape.
Yeah, again, you've got the time. So work on it, repair your tools, rebuild your tools, and if you can't do either one of those, it's a great time to replace them. And there's always a deal. Your local paint rep would be happy to sell you new stuff.
They never disappoint. Let's put it that way, especially when it comes to that. A lot of times, like, I'm just going to say a sprayer might get neglected and you bubble gum it together just long enough so that it limps through the season or the year. Well, now's the time. Take it apart, clean it up, give it the love and care that it needs. Same thing with vehicles. It might be time for that once a year cleaning for some guys when it comes to their truck or their van. This is the time is to refresh everything, make it new so that when you need it again, it's ready.
And getting organized in your vehicle, like you said, the once a year cleaning, get it cleaned out, put the rollers back in the roller bin, put the brushes back in the brush bin, and just get everything, get all the garbage and everything else out. And also in Minnesota, winter always sneaks up on us. And I still can't quite figure out why. I've been here most of my life, but this is a good time to check your sprayer to make sure you did put it away properly. So it's not sitting in your garage freezing, because typically you're not using your big sprayers in the winter because you're not doing exterior. So you want to make sure that it's not in bad condition or didn't get stored properly. There's not paint in the line that will then crack and freeze and gum up the whole piston works and then blow out a hose. So you're right. This is just a great time to check all of that stuff. And I like it. Once a year cleaning.
Once a year, whether it needs it or not, you have to do it.
Right. Because in the summertime when we're all running like chickens with our heads cut off, you can't do it.
It's hard. There's no time. There's always something to be done.
All right. Number three.
Number three, we have it's time to reevaluate or in some cases renegotiate materials and labor costs.
You mean prices went up, so I should go talk to my paint rep about that or the local paint store or talk to my builders, my contractors that I work with, talk to my employees about what they need and their labor costs?
Yes, this is what you have to do. And I'm glad that you kind of went through a little bit of a list here for us, which is nice because I know for this year, as pretty much every other year, I'm just going to say Sherwin-Williams because they're the big kid on the block. They're going to be raising their rates 4 or 5%, maybe even more. We don't know. And no doubt other paint stores are going to follow suit. And you understand that things do go up, but nobody likes that. So this is the time to talk about it because you're going to be putting out a lot of estimates and you don't want to have the wrong numbers because otherwise you're going to end up eating that cost.
Right. And not only with the materials cost, do you want to make sure that you're covering those bases, but is this a good time to add in a price increase to your hourly rate as well? Or is this something that you should just start saying, okay, the materials went up 4 to 5%, maybe in April or maybe 3 months on down the line or 6 months on down the line, I'm going to bump up my hourly rate as well.
I'm going to say that's probably when most guys do it, is they break that up. And the reason for that is because if material cost goes up, let's just say 5%, and then they want to, I'm going to say, give themselves a raise or whatever, that could be another 3, 4, 5%. And now you're raising your prices 10%. And as a human being, it's hard to justify that, even though it is justifiable, it's hard to justify it. And so I'll speak for myself. If material price goes up, that's just how it is. The price goes up no matter what. But a lot of times I'll up my labor rate in the summer or spring because I'm getting a ton of phone calls. People are wanting stuff done. That's the time to bump the shop rate up a couple dollars an hour and see what happens. But typically, that's when you're going to get it.
That makes sense. Yeah. Focus on the materials now, then. And if you want more on the materials cost, follow this link, episode 4 of our business series, and we do a deep dive into the knowing your materials cost. All right. Number 4 on our list.
Number 4 is this is the time that you need to set goals and have, we'll just say, reasonable expectations. So a goal should be specific. It should be able to be something that you can measure, and it should be achievable. So that's the key, because a goal without a date is a dream.
Yeah, and it's good to have dreams, but you're right, you want to have the goals. So if your business did $100,000 last year, you can have a goal of wanting to do $1 million this year. That might be more of a dream. So you might want to scale that back to $200,000-$300,000. That's still achievable, like you said, numbers. And then set metrics so you know Q1, I've got to have this number. Q2, I've got to be at this number, and so on throughout the year, so you know where you're at. And if you get to third quarter and go, "Oh crap, I'm way behind," then you know what you have to sell, or you can look at and adjust that realistic goal throughout the year to make sure that you are achieving what you set out to achieve.
Yes, this is where having good software comes into play. For the software that I use, keeps track of all my business stuff. It does a nice job of telling me you can break it down per month, per quarter, per job. It'll compare this year to where I was last year. And it really helps me to like mentally keep pace, because obviously you're always trying to beat last year. That's the goal. You're always trying to beat it. And it's nice to be like, oh, I'm 20 grand behind where I was last year, or ooh, I'm 5 grand ahead or whatever, but that's motivational.
I agree. And when we talk about goals, it doesn't always have to be monetary goals. It could be, I want to have a better social media presence. I want to make my website better. So again, this time of year, it's typically slower as you start out the new year. So you've got more time to focus on your website, your social media presence, and you can plan that out and say, okay, I'm going to do some designing, and then I might have to hire somebody to work with to make my social media presence better or to build my website, whatever that is, but that's unachievable. And you say, hey, I want to get that done by quarter 1. You hit that, and then that's a goal checked off the list.
And that's very reasonable. Ideally, because typically winter is a little bit slower, ideally you want to do that before so that it in theory helps winter. But let's just say we're planning ahead for the following winter, and you got to get all these things in play. And like you said, I want to get a better website. I want to get social media. I want to do all that stuff. This is a great time to do it because you have time to, I won't say play around with everything, but you have time to figure it out. And then once you get busy again, it's already done.
I like it. Number 5.
Number 5 is another horrible thing. It's a budget. It's you need to be able to look at and work on the budget.
Budgets are no fun because that tells me how much I can't spend. It puts a ceiling on it. That's how budgets work, right?
Well, sometimes it is.
Yeah, the nice thing about a budget is, yes, it can put a cap on what you can spend, but it also gives you an idea of what you can spend and where you can go out to. And then also, this goes back to knowing your numbers. So, another link, episode 8 in our business series, we deep dive into the basic costs of how to run your business. So, this is where you get all your numbers and you know where your money is going, which is the biggest thing, because you don't want to get to June or July mid-year and go, I know I've been doing work, but I don't have any money. Where's my money been going?
Yeah, this is the time to figure that all out. And again, I keep saying software is such a good thing. Whatever it is that you choose to use, it helps you, if you do it right, to figure out exactly where everything is going. I'll just say for this year, inflation has gone up. So I've noticed percentage-wise, the amount of money that I spend on materials has gone up too. I know that needs to be adjusted. Of course, it's always in flux. You're always adjusting, but I can look at that and say, oh, look at that. I spent 5 or 6% more materials than I did last year. And now I know this, I can make the adjustment and I can make for a more profitable next year.
Right. And knowing that, and as you've talked about in the past, is that after you've been doing this for a few years, this time of year, that budget that you're setting, you have more experience going back and go, okay, it was 5% increase last year with inflation, then it dropped to 3%, and now it's up to 8% or whatever it is. And okay, materials went up 6% and then they went up 5%. So you kind of get that blended number. So as you're setting this, you know, you can account for about a 5% probably materials cost increase over the course of the year that you can set now and then have that factored in so you don't have to worry about come again the end of the year, quarter three, go, oh crap, I'm way behind on my materials cost because I didn't see this inflation coming.
Yes, and the problem is the material price is going to go up one way or another. You can't control that per se. I mean, you can renegotiate, I mean, and do that, but overall, it just, you're going to spend more money. The key is if you don't account for it, you are going to pay for it. So if it is 5%, if you don't account for it, you might as well just take money out of your bank account and, you know, give it to whatever company, because in the end, that's what you're doing. Thousands of dollars are gone if you don't do this budgeting.
And in this budget, like we talked about, you got to know those numbers. And it's not just the cost of materials or the cost of your tools. You've got to account for vehicle maintenance. You've got to account for gas. You've got to account for taxes because those all are always coming. You've got to account for your labor costs. You've got to account for equipment repairs and add those things in so that if your sprayer decides to blow up in the middle of a job and you can't repair it or rebuild it, guess what? You got to go buy one. And that money's got to come from somewhere. And I know there's very nice people out there in this world, but they're not just going to hand you $5,000 for a brand new sprayer.
Too bad, but you're right. Yeah, I've had that happen. I've literally had sprayers blow up on me in the middle of a job. And you have decision time. What are you going to do?
What did you tell me once? You had a $4,000 O-ring? Is that what that cost you?
Well, yeah. So it was just a 20-cent O-ring that went out. I mean, first of all, it just shot paint. And I mean, that could have been really bad. Thankfully, it wasn't. But then it totally messed up the day. And it happened to be a job that I was way out. It was like the furthest reaches of what I do. So it's like, well, that blew that day. And then it's like, well, when can I go back there? And so it just, one thing just snowballs into another and it ends up costing me thousands of dollars. And it's like, well, that's business, but you need to be able to account for that.
I agree. Any other secret tips that we should add in here at the end, bonuses?
They'll have to wait for our next episode.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you next time, Ponderers. As always, thank you for watching and don't forget to like and subscribe.